have to wait for all of us to get a coronavirus vaccine if we want it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Up to the month of June,
Dr. Moncef Slaoui heads up the government's Operation Warp Speed, and he just told Fox once approval comes in a few weeks,
I don't think we'll have a lot of vaccine in the CVS stores. It will be directed immediately to where various states' health departments will tell us to send it.
Healthcare workers and those who live and work in nursing homes will be among those getting priority. Slaoui says by March, more Americans can get the shots. Now, Pfizer got its first vaccine approval today overseas. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has details live.
Dave, British officials have given the green light to the vaccine made by Pfizer and its partner, Germany's BioNTech. And it comes as COVID-19 cases are surging in the U.S. and Europe. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock says hospitals and vaccination centers will take delivery of the vaccines first.
And then there'll also be a community rollout, including GPs and pharmacists.
He says they expect to get the first shipment of about 800,000 doses within days. British regulators are also considering another shot made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. Dave.
Now, Tanya, you mentioned the surge in cases. We did have almost a record in the number of deaths reported in the U.S. yesterday, nearly 2,600. That is just 10 less than the April 15th all-time high, with another 180,000 new virus cases. We're getting news from Georgia this morning. The Secretary of State, who's a Republican, says that after the state's second recount, it appears that President-elect Biden will indeed win. There's been no substantial change in the numbers. President Trump has been challenging the election results in Georgia and several other states, but Democrats say there's been no evidence of widespread fraud, which the president alleges. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell Technologies has announced their Cyber Monday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SPCyberMonday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
That's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 40% off a new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 40% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. Simply Safe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 40% off and a free camera.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street. Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunshine today, 72 the high this afternoon, 48 the overnight low. Breezy, winds out of the west at 10. 70 and sunny for tomorrow, 44 tomorrow night, breezy again. And then Friday, sunny and 70, 10-mile-per-hour winds on Friday, too.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning. This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and this morning's Chamber Chatter is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. This morning we are here to talk about downtown, historic downtown Yuma, one of my favorite places in town, and we have with us Chris Wheeler, who owns Prison Hill Brewing Company, but he's also the president of the Downtown Merchants Association. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. So the Downtown Merchants Association, I know, is newly formed or relatively newly formed. It's been kind of a, I know the paperwork's in. We've talked about it. Why? What made you decide to start the Downtown Merchants Association?
This is a project probably 3.5 years in the making that we just got around to doing. You know, it started when the city approached me to do something or organize something cohesive amongst the downtown businesses to help promote the block parties and the events that were downtown. I think it started off as a, you know, way to relieve some of their burden in the organization. But the idea sort of, you know, progressed over the years to something that could be bigger after visiting and looking at some of the other downtown merchants associations. We went to Chandler. We went up. We were looking at Mesa and Gilbert. Their downtown merchants associations are fantastic, and they've done tons of good with the downtown businesses and the projects, and just made it much more inviting for businesses.
Exactly. I know that we've talked about, you know, I've been to downtown Chandler and worked with their merchants association, and they've done so much to attract not only businesses but consumers to the downtown area, and it's lovely because it's locally owned shops, it's locally owned restaurants, it's locally owned everything. Which is great for the people who live in the Chandler area, not only the businesses, but the people there, because they have unique services and products to offer. And is that what your vision is for our downtown?
That's exactly what the vision is. And you pretty much nailed it. There was an interesting sort of dovetail in that there's a gentleman in Chandler, Pete Ashaka, who happens to supply kegs for Santan Brewing, who's also my keg supplier, who also happens to be the chair of the Downtown Chandler Merchants Association. So I knew him, and after talking to him a couple of times, I'm like, this is absolutely something that we could pull off in Yuma if there was just a little impetus to get it going. So got together with a couple of the local business owners. We've drafted the paperwork, filed the paperwork, and with every intention of moving this thing forward, the pandemic hits.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of impetus here to just get this going, but I think as the second wave comes and goes, that as things return to normal, there's a real opportunity for us to take downtown up one step into the next level.
Perfect. So what exactly, we all know the pandemic hit and everything's different, you know, coming into the chamber. I've had to clearly inherit things that, like, virtual events and, things look a lot different for everybody. But, you know, had the pandemic not hit, or once the pandemic is over, what are the visions for the Downtown Merchant Association? What would you like to see happen downtown?
Ideally, talking to the individuals that I've talked about, we still haven't had our very first official meeting yet. I have to still go out. I'm waiting on the IRS to return the official paperwork. Everything's in a big black box over there right now.
Of course.
So it's submitted, and we're acting as the entity. And just getting along, I mean, I think the first thing would be is if we can have an event. So you obviously need to raise the seed money for the event, which I've basically put in. We'll have that. And then I think the first thing would be to start advertising and letting people know in just a broad sense what downtown is, that it's a good marketable place. If you want to put a business downtown, this is a viable option. You have enough foot traffic and there's enough parking to do it. That there are shops downtown that are diverse. You have, you know, some organic food suppliers. You have beauty salons. You have retail. Now you have restaurants. That there's a diversity down there, and it's not just bars to go pub crawl at night. Though that's not anything I think you need to look away from, because that's also business. I think that getting those two things out there and then eventually stepping into the event rings and maybe even taking some of the burden off the city for that as a way to promote it and, you know, maybe pay for downtown security guards. There's a bit of a homeless issue that we've been working on, and it's been vastly improved in about the last 6 or 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to tackle some of those things that the municipality is otherwise, you know, just not capable or equipped to do, and that we as business owners know ourselves very intimately and ways to address those.
Well, there are lots of things downtown, you know, because I get downtown quite a bit because the Chamber's office is part of the historic downtown. I mean, we're not right on the main street, but the historic downtown encompasses a lot more than just the main street that thinks of. And so there's restaurants. We can go pub crawling or bar crawling if we want, but there's cute little shops. And then there's things to do like the escape room.
Yeah. It is really, really blossomed this last few years. I live downtown. There's almost nothing I can do except maybe go to the bank that I have to get in the car to do. I can walk everywhere. And that's sort of an interesting thing to have happened, because if I had said that 10 years ago, that wouldn't have been possible.
Well, you know, I'm new to the area, so I didn't know that. So what do you see as far as, like, revitalization of, because clearly that's what's happening here, is some revitalization of this downtown. I know that we've kind of talked about, and I don't, you know how much you can go into this, but, like, the hotel that's downtown and working on things like an Amtrak station and things like that.
Okay, everything's been worked out at one point or another.
Exactly.
I think it was a combination of good property value, good value moving forward, and the willingness to say, hey, I'm going to make an investment in Yuma, but that investment is actually, it's good and it'll provide a nice return, but it does something for the community, because I think the locally owned businesses are the businesses that give flavor to what a community is. You can have Olive Garden, you can have Chili's, and fine, I've eaten my share of meals at those places.
Me too.
But the coming up of the local businesses, the local restaurants, the local retail shops, the things that are very much centered and cater to Yuma's taste, that's what you have to benefit. That really builds a culture in a community, and I think, you know, pandemic aside, one of the things that it's done is forced people to focus locally, to support their local businesses, their neighbors, their friends that have businesses, which has brought an awareness about what the local products are. And I think if we can continue to build on that, downtown would be the spot to put things.
Right. And, you know, most people don't realize that, or, you know, they're starting to hear it with all the shop local campaigns and things like that, but most people don't realize that the locally owned business, it's not that the national chains and stuff don't support local too. They do. A lot of the national chains are members of the chamber, and they do donate things to local, you know, nonprofits and things like that. But dollar for dollar, locally owned businesses usually about twice as much of the money brought into a locally owned business stays in the community, as opposed to the national chains that go somewhere else depending on where their headquarters are. And so that's one of the things I really like about the downtown revitalization, is that it is locally owned businesses down there, locally owned restaurants, which supports our local community.
Yeah, no, and you're right. I think, I mean, this week alone we have a fundraiser with a coalition of restaurants in Yuma today to raise money for a child that was burned severely. I've donated money to the Girl Scouts this week. I have another stack in my office that I haven't got to that I will get to by Friday. So it's donation season. I am playing in the Chamber golf tournament. So it's it really is. I mean, we do get it out there, but it's part of advertising. That's, you know, we give back, but at the same time, you have that recognition of being supportive of your community, and in Yuma, I think you have to do that.
I think that's right. I mean, Yuma has such a strong sense of community. That's one of the things that drew me here, was that strong sense of community, and that's one of the things I really noticed with the local merchants, is that so many of them do support the community, and I think it's because they feel the need to give back.
Well, and you have there is very much now a sense of community amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at these people that I'm like, I'm not competing with you directly. Yes, we share the same customer base, but we share the same customer base. We can complement each other and provide offerings. I'm not out to put you out of business. In fact, the better some of my neighbors do, the better I do. The more volume I have in foot traffic, the more downtown, the more volume I'm going to have inherently in my place. And that's win-win for everybody, the way I look at it.
I agree. And with that, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity's brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. I'm Chris Fleming, General Manager. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Cindy Landine. I've been with the station for 30 years. The best part about my job is I'm not tied to my desk. I'm out and about in the Yuma community helping businesses and nonprofit organizations better themselves by achieving their marketing goals.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
Listen right here on 560 AM KBLU from 8 to 9 AM every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law, where Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Spend Monday mornings 8 to 9 AM with Sean and Adam from Deason Garner and Hansen and learn how you can plan your estate using a will or a trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday morning from 8 to 9, right here on 560 AM KBLU.
And we're back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. We are here this morning with Chris Wheeler, owner of Prison Hill Brewing Company.
Tongue-tied
this morning.
Never too early to have a beer.
Exactly. That's what I needed this morning instead of my coffee. Maybe that's the problem. As well as the president of the newly formed Downtown Merchants Association. So now during the break, we were talking a little bit. There used to be one. There used to be a similar organization for downtown.
Right. In doing the research, this is one of those things that you find. You know, like, hey, wouldn't it be a great idea to have a Downtown Merchants Association to get us all on the same page? So you start talking about some of the historical merchants. Ian Watkinson, who was the owner and founder of Yuma's first brewery, Monarch's Rest, which is where Red Moon Ale House is at right now. His good friend Joe Worley and the county assessor were members of the first iteration of the Downtown Merchants Association, which, if for those longtime Yumans, was responsible for a lot of the block parties downtown.
Okay.
And they did a bunch of the organizations. Then we've got the Electric Light Parade, which started under that sort of tenure. So they managed to get a lot done, but then for reasons that are sort of conflicting and I hear different stories, it went away. And then there was a long history of a void where, you know, downtown was kind of languishing and just sitting very idle. The National Heritage Foundation got a hold of it, restored Main Street, made it a new thoroughfare, and businesses started coming back, which was a good move, and decidedly, like, beneficial for, I think, for all of Yuma to make it, you know, navigable again.
Mm-hmm.
You've got sidewalks, and now people can go and see the facades of these businesses that were otherwise only accessible by walking or sort of obscure back entrances. It was a very, very good move for Yuma, and it's changed the nature of downtown. So with all the businesses coming up and all the in everything advancing the way it is, just getting everybody on the same page is, I don't think, a bad idea.
We go through it on a regular basis. I'm down there at least every weekend. I probably shouldn't admit that, but
hey, me too.
Well, you live there, so unfortunately, kind of as a side note, one weekend I decided that my son, who is 16 and was driving, I was going to have him drive through there, and that probably was not the wisest decision a mother could make. We're trying. I'm like, no, kid, 5 miles an hour. I'm serious. 5 miles an hour, not 20.
You'll have some fun on those speed humps.
Exactly. Plus, you know, you get to the roundabout with the fountain in the middle, and it's like, no, not 20. 5. I promise you. but we made it. We all survived. You mentioned you have a 19-year-old. I'm not sure mine's going to make it to 19 yet, but we will see in a few years.
It's work.
It is a lot of work. Well, we were talking about, like, some of the things to do. You know, I failed to mention the movie theater.
Yes.
You know, there's a beautiful historic movie theater downtown, too.
if you literally walk from one side of downtown to the other, you have movie theaters, you have restaurants, you have bars, you have an event center, you have a ton of retail, you have the art supply, or not the art supplies, the artist gallery.
Yep.
You have the art gallery, you have coffee shops, you have, again, more restaurants. There was a travel agency forever. Now you have Big Business Gallons located. That's the other bookend.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the biggest agricultural businesses in the country is located in Yuma, on smack in the middle of Main Street.
Right.
They had their national conference, I think it was last year, where they shut down one of the entire blocks, and it was absolutely gorgeous. And that kind of gives you a window into what the potential of Main Street looks like. The lights were strung up across. You know, it was just a really well-done event. So we know things like this are possible. And just bringing people down, is, I think, would be fantastic. A good introduction to everything that I just rattled off, and plus more. I mean, this was just kind of a real quick, you know, 1-2.
Right.
And we got tattoo parlors, too. So if you want a tattoo, you can come and get a tattoo.
Now I'm going.
I know.
I want to leave those out.
And we do. And I mean, I've been by them. I mean,
Yeah, they're all really well done.
Yes, they are. And I just like to look at the incredible artwork. When I go by the tattoo parlors, I like to look at all the different art, you know, because I don't know if people realize, you know, if you've not had a tattoo, if they realize the artistry and the drawing and just everything. I'm amazed by that, because while I'm a musician, you know, visual art is not my forte. Give me a pencil and you'll get maybe a stick figure. So.
Oh, see, I'm bone stock. I don't like needles.
Oh.
I don't mind looking at them, but not my bag.
I can't decide what I would have, you know, put on my skin. I just don't know. I'm indecisive. Maybe Prison Hill Brewery or something.
That's always a good one.
There
that
we
would
go.
Be good.
Yeah.
Would I get a discount?
I would give you 10% off if you had a Prison Hill tattoo for life. I'll throw that out there right now. I think that should be a thing. You guys are genius. I don't know if I'm going to regret that. A lot of regulars.
We're all going to start showing up at Prison Brewing Company with our new tattoos. That's I'm going to tell my husband, because he's been debating what to get for a tattoo. I'm like,
there
Wheeler
we
said, Wheeler I'm, said, if you...
You know.
Figured it out.
I don't have to walk in and tell my staff now.
We totally took a severe left turn in this conversation, didn't we?
You're still, I mean, I know you do, you're a microbrewer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you also bottle the...
We can.
You can?
Yes.
Now, I thought at one time you were shipping some to Phoenix or moving some products.
We've done... I do limited draft accounts.
Okay.
So, occasionally you'll find a Prison Hill tap at a craft beer bar in Phoenix somewhere.
Okay.
That's pretty common, especially for special events around beer festivals. They do tend to feature breweries
And I was wondering how big a part of your business is that, when you're actually...
Well, I'll tell you what, in the pandemic, it was 100% of my business. It was all to go. When we were shut down, that was one of those life-sustaining things that was keeping me afloat, was people calling in and ordering, you know, 1, 2, 3 32-ounce beers at a time.
I find myself unemployed and at home. Can you ship me beer? Is that...
Yeah, to a limited degree, we can. I mean, if it's legal between the states, we can get away with doing that, too. So,
yeah.
But yeah, draft and canned beer is definitely in the future. In fact, I'm already talking to...
Well, and you were canning also, because I bought a can.
Yep. So we're talking about canning on a large scale.
Okay.
And looking for retail placements at, you know, Fry's, Circle K's, that kind of thing.
But your capacity to brew there is not big.
It's now vastly improved with my power upgrades.
Oh, because you have electricity?
I have enough power to run the pumps and the ACs full blast during the summer,
okay.
Which was sort of the limiting thing. I could brew when the ACs weren't on, so there was a lot of overnight stuff. But now, yeah, I've got capacity to do about 2,000 kegs a year, and for canning purposes, that's about where I need, plus I've got some contract options that I've been exploring in Phoenix, because when it does, and I anticipate it actually moving fairly quickly, I will exceed my storage capacity beyond that 1,000 barrels.
Okay.
And I can contract with people that have surplus space in Phoenix.
Now, are you the only microbrewer in town right now?
Right now, as far as I know, except for a couple of guys that are doing some pretty good work out of their garage.
Like in the garage. Yeah, I've had a few of those, too.
All hail those guys. This is where it all starts. So, you know, keep on keeping on.
Yeah. But I think, for me, that would be a fun part of the business.
I don't work. You know, I get up in the morning, and I put on overalls and throw on some galoshes, and I get to go have fun making beer. I mean, that's not really work.
Wow.
Because my husband told me, he said tell Wheeler when you see him today that he needs to come. I want to come in. He needs to teach me how to brew beer and then I can go work for him. And I said, no, that would take away the part that he likes.
There's the flip side of that coin. Is every time I train somebody new, and I'm training a new assistant right now, they realize that it's actually a mountain of work. It's heavy. It's hot. The chemicals are there that can, you know, do really bad things to you. It's a 10-hour day. You know, you're lifting 500 pounds of grain one bag at a time.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, you're lifting 1,500 pounds of grain that's soaking wet and moving it around. So there's a lot to it. But I enjoy it, so it doesn't really actually feel too labor-intensive.
But you make a variety of a lot of beers.
Oh, yeah.
How does that come about?
You know, it's like going to Circle K one day and saying, hey, I want Snickers, I want a Milky Way, I want a Payday. It's preference. I mean, I made an ordinary bitter about a month ago that's sitting in the tank and getting ready to come out because I haven't been to England in 2 years. And
so you just wanted an English beer.
I wanted an English beer, so I was like, well, just make one.
Okay.
And, so that's it. It's a lot of it's my whims and what I feel like I'm craving.
That's what we being on Facebook Live, we get comments as we're going through here, and so we've been informed that Robbie wants his nightclub shout out.
Howdy, neighbor.
he's like, we've mentioned every other business,
right?
Mine,
and
right?
I mentioned, I, you know, but I didn't mention the Voice specifically and the Crest above. And Robbie's actually doing really, really good stuff. And I hope his Sundays come back because he was doing Sunset Sundays, which it was, you know, you could go up on the roof of the Crest, have a cocktail, grab something to eat. And
that's relaxing.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And like really, if it was Scottsdale, the place would have a line to get in. And I think it's just unrealized. But yeah, no, tons
someday.
Of potential there.
Someday.
Yeah, that's I've heard rumors that we're going to get a sushi bar down there. I don't know where they're at in that conversation. You know, we've got gyms.
There's a gym. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there was two. Maybe now there's one.
You're doing the MMA training?
Yeah. Thank God this is radio, because if you could see me, you'd know that was a lie.
I'm like, what's the beer? What's the beer? Well, and I've walked it, you know, from one end to another just because it's a nice walk. And I kind of compare it to, you know, I am from the Valley for the last 18 years, and I compare it to, like, Westgate. Where you have is a complete entertainment district, and it can be an entertainment district. It's got the restaurants and the shops and things to do. And so I think events, you know, with this Downtown Merchants Association is going to bring even more traffic to that area.
I think you're right. And, you know, and you've got, like, when you're talking about, you know, businesses being able to operate down there, you have places like the Pine House have that side room where you can have business meetings. And Rotary, when the Country Club was shut down, was meeting in there weekly as an option. So there is a lot to be said about the versatility in what downtown has to offer.
Well, and the other thing, you know, when everything was shut down and everybody had to be outside, the nice thing about downtown, the restaurants at least, all have that sidewalk area that you can eat at. I mean, I had suddenly lots of options where if I wasn't comfortable eating indoors, I could eat outdoors because Du Bois and Prison Hill both had their patios. The Pint House across the way had their patios. Red Moon has a patio out there.
Yep.
I mean, I had all those patios that I could go to in one small area.
Right. And you've got Lutz and you've got Eduardo's too.
And Lutz has a patio. Yep, exactly. So. They all have patios. So I know this time goes by so quickly. Russ has given us the notice that it's time to go for a commercial break.
I think if I can interject, I think we can look forward to more and expanded patios moving forward as this goes. I know there's a few more of us that are putting in our extension of premises license.
Perfect.
Pine House just extended forward. I think we're doing the same thing. So I imagine there's probably not just me going to do it.
I'm sure there is not. And with that, we better take a commercial break. Thank you so much, Chris, for joining us this morning.
Appreciate it.
You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, we offer essential services to help keep your home comfortable. We all know comfort is key in these challenging times. If your air system is giving you trouble, contact our team of professionally trained technicians. We are here for you 24/7 with same-day appointments available at 844-1-HOUR or visit us online at 1hourair.com.
Comfort is just a call away.
Is your air conditioning system ready? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration.
They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line, Quick Refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Okay, we are back. This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. And before we get into our next guest, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on at the Chamber. First of all, the big thing is our golf tournament. Everybody's been hearing me talk about that for the last few weeks. We are looking for golfers. We're doing great on sponsorships. We've got, you know, the businesses are so great at supporting us. And this is so backwards for me. We are needing more golfers. So if anybody wants to come out and golf at Desert Hills, next week, it's Saturday, December 12th. We're doing an 8 a.m. shotgun start. We're going to have some great prizes out there. We've got the goodie bags are amazing from Yuma Investment Group. Our main sponsor, our registration sponsor, is McCarthy. And our sponsors have just been providing so much stuff for us that we're going to have an amazing day. So come out and join us at Desert Hills Golf Club. You can register at yumachamber.org. If you click on events, it's actually the top event that comes up. And then, of course, we have Good Morning Yuma, and Good Morning Yuma is still virtual. No breakfast quite yet, especially with the numbers going up. But this Good Morning Yuma should be really great. We are actually going to do, basically, we're just talking about small businesses, how to level the playing field for local and small businesses using technology. So we're going to have three guests on there that talk about basically websites, social media, and other things that you can do online to make your small business compete with the big boys. The mixer, unfortunately, we, again, you know, COVID, darn COVID, we are not going to be able to have our mixer this month, as much fun as our mixer was at C&H Electric last month. We're just having some things that we're going to need to shift. And so hopefully January, we're looking forward to January for the mixer, as well as on January 22nd. We are still tentatively scheduled to have the annual dinner out at the Civic Center. You know, kind of pay attention. We've been sending out the chamber happenings every Tuesday via email, keeping everybody up to date with what's going on with the chamber, and of course our Facebook page. So pay attention to those as things change, like everything does these days. We will try to keep both of those places up to date so that you know what events are happening and what events, unfortunately, we've either had to shift or cancel. So speaking of events, the Visit Yuma, their lovely new visitor center in downtown Yuma, keeping on the downtown Yuma theme, has a new theme in their windows. And so this morning to talk about that, we have Christina Lomali Anaya, and she is the marketing specialist for Visit Yuma. And I questioned that because that last name was taking me a little bit. So good morning, Christina.
Good morning. I am so thrilled to be here. Visit Yuma is thrilled to announce our first annual Window Wonderland Holiday Contest, and that is taking place downtown at the Yuma Visitor Information Center, and that's located at 264 South Main Street. And so this contest will be taking place from December 1st to December 23rd, and we're encouraging visitors and locals to come into the Visitor Center to vote for the best decorated window display, which was created by 7 Visit Yuma members. And those members are Desert Olive Farms, JT Prime, Nova Home Loans, Better Business Bureau, Weld Like a Girl, Gowan Company, and Brockett Farms. And so, again, they're participating for first, second, and third place. And we are just welcoming everyone to come in. If you want to do some holiday shopping, there's lots of uniquely human items at our Visitor Information Center. So, yeah, so stop on by. And that is just one of the very exciting things we have going on right now. This Saturday, we're also hosting our first Ag to Art Market, and that's going to be downtown. And so we actually changed the location. We have previously said it was at City Hall, but it's actually going to take place at the parking lot. So you have Giz and Madison, and there's a big roundabout right there. It's going to be on the southwest parking lot of that roundabout.
Bring the mic up if you could.
Oh.
There you go.
It's all good.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get used to this.
So. Yeah, exactly. Nope, it's
making
all
sure,
good.
Making sure everyone
it's
can hear
good.
Me.
So it's actually, is it going to be like across the street then from City Hall?
Yes, so it is pretty much across the street, but it's kind of like diagonal to the City Hall.
Okay, perfect. Well, you'll see it if we're at City
yes,
Hall,
you
clearly
will
on
see
Madison.
It. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
And so I'm going to go back to the windows a second.
Oh,
okay.
Totally.
So you've got the seven businesses. So, like, are there dividing lines? How exactly? I haven't been able to see the windows yet. As much as I'm downtown, it's still relatively new, so I haven't seen them yet. So can you kind of describe what do the windows look like?
Oh, totally. So they're split up, and they're actually split up into eight sections. One of the sections was actually decorated by us. But we have Desert Olive Farms at the front and JT Prime at the front, and then we have everyone following that. It was done on a first-come, first-served basis, and we randomly drew to see who got each spot. But it is just super exciting. The theme is just holiday themed in Yuma, and everyone just went all out, and I'm super impressed by the creativity that this community has, and, I mean, I'm always impressed by
that. Yeah, so am I.
Right?
We've got an amazing artist community.
Totally. So you guys have to come and check it out, and it's just awesome that we have these organizations coming together during this time to bring, you know, holiday cheer to the downtown area, but also they're able to showcase their business in a prime location like downtown. So we're really happy we're able to provide that.
I love this idea. You know, I grew up in Northern Illinois where the windows in downtown Chicago were always a draw. I mean, we actually drove, I mean, it was over a two-hour drive for my family to go into downtown Chicago, and we would go in to see how the windows were decorated each year. So that's all I kept thinking of with these windows being decorated is that it could be a draw, amazingly enough. People don't think about that. So give us an idea, what are some of the themes that you've seen in the windows?
So we definitely have the axe theme on there, very prevalent. And we have just a lot of very holiday cheer type things. And Well Like a Girl really took a unique twist on their display. So I don't want to give too much away because I'm like, I want everyone to come out and look at it. But it really is neat just how everyone interpreted this theme differently.
Perfect. So we'll tell us, okay, so we won't give away what theirs are that they're voting on. But what does the Visit Yuma's look like?
So Visit Yuma, ours is actually just totally for holiday cheer. We have a nice little chimney, some cookies for Santa out there. You know, we just really wanted to bring holiday cheer, you know, kind of in lieu of ELP a little bit, you know, trying to bring that back. So again, we're just so excited to have that downtown and to be able to provide this for our members.
Did you get to help decorate?
Yes, actually, I've been on there. I've had to, like, go in between displays and put things up. So I've been up there. I've been very involved, to say the least.
So we could have seen you on display in the window?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Multiple days I was up there. Totally.
I always think that's funny, you know, when you go by a retail shop and you see the people in the windows, too.
Yeah. No, we even joked that we're like, what if we take turns? Every team member takes a turn up there. So, yeah, we did joke about that.
That could be fun. That's our next contest, right?
There you go. Great idea. I'm going to write that one down.
So how do people vote? How do people decide, you know, I mean, well, I know how I would decide, but how do people vote for the different vendors that are doing the windows?
Yeah, so you come into our visitor information center, and you can ask our staff there to give you a little slip, and then we have a voting station where it's labeled that you can vote there, and you just drop your slip into whoever the little box that you're voting for. So they're each labeled.
So they have to vote when they're open?
Yes.
Okay, so what are the hours of the visitor center?
So the hours are from 9 to 5, and we are open daily.
Yep, 7 days a week. Yep, because I've been in there on the weekends, so
yes.
I know that it's 7 days a week.
Yeah.
9 to 5, you said?
9 to 5,
okay,
yes.
And they can come visit anytime during those hours, although they could go peek. You know, kind of like I can see me already being down there for dinner and peeking first to see who I wanted to vote for. Do they look different at night than during the day?
Yes, they do, because they're lit up at night. So definitely it's always better to come and look at them at night when you're out for dinner, perhaps, or out at the theater. But definitely come in during our open hours to come and look at the Vic, but also vote.
That's right, because some of them must have lights.
Yes. Yes, they do. So they look really nice.
I'm excited to come see it now. I'm going to have to come see it today. I'm like, they've gotten me all intrigued to see, since you won't tell us what they look like.
I know, right? Yeah. That's the point. You're supposed to come in.
Perfect. So we talked a little bit about the visitor center and other things. So when they're coming in, they can actually kind of see a little bit about, because I've been in there numerous times now. And it's not just a visitor center. It's actually a shop, too.
Yes, it's also a souvenir shop. And like I said, we have a lot of very unique Yuma items, but also items from Mexico and things like that that visitors will gravitate towards.
And if you're interested in the history of Yuma, because periodically we get people that come into town, they stop by the chamber and they want to know the history of a neighborhood or the history of the prison or the history of something. You've got a whole section of books and pamphlets, too, on that.
Oh, yeah, we have all sorts of books. Like you said, a lot of history books, but also hiking books. And then there's lots of new books for the kids. Those are all super cute. And we have, like, matching plushies to go with the books. So really, it's keeping on that Desert Southwest theme. So everything is just super cute in there. We did get, like I said, just a lot of new items. So you definitely want to come out during the holiday season to look at those. And actually, this Friday, we're going to celebrate First Friday with the downtown merchants, and we'll actually be open late until 9 p.m.
Oh, perfect.
So actually, that day would be the perfect day to come in and vote, because we're open later, and you can see the lights at night.
So we can see the lights at night,
yeah.
And they're going to be open until 9 p.m. So are all the merchants going to be open that late, since it's First Friday?
Yes,
or
most of them,
both
yes,
of them?
Most of them do participate.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Ross, maybe we need to head down there Friday night. What do you think?
The weather should be nice.
I know. That's what's really nice right now.
Right?
And some of the other things, I've been in the shop clearly. If you're looking for something new, like to cook for your family, there's cookbooks in there. I was amazed at the number of different things in the shop.
Totally. Like you said, there's cookbooks, there's items to cook, there's different bowls. There's a lot of things also from, like, local merchants. We have Colorado pottery on there, Colorado River pottery. And Mama Bella's hot sauces. So we have a lot of also local items that you can also purchase at our shop.
Which makes it kind of like a one-stop. See, we were just talking about you weren't in here, but we were talking with Chris Wheeler about all the different things that are going on downtown. And I think that this new visitor center has really added to the feel of downtown, because it does. There are all those. It's not just, I kind of thought, I'm new, so I'm not quite local yet, but as a local I was thinking, well, why would I go to the visitor center? But then when I went into the visitor center and realized, well, because it's got such amazing things from local artisans, and the hot sauces and the cookbooks and the books, and it's actually, the information is great, and there is a whole wall full of information and pamphlets and things like that, but it's actually a shop. Consider it, for locals at least, to be a shop, someplace where you can get a lot of unique items. Especially with the holidays coming up, I can see me sending some of these items, like shipping to my family as Christmas gifts.
Yeah, totally. One of our super popular items this season has been the Yumanopoly.
Oh, yes.
That one we've just been selling that one off the shelf, so I feel like that one is very unique to Yuma, so that's one of the items that I feel like people should definitely come in and check out and purchase for their family members and ship out. I think it's super neat.
So for those that don't know, Yumaopoly is basically Monopoly, but it's all based on Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you see so many places. So do you happen to know, I'm throwing this out at you, so if you don't know, it's okay. What is Boardwalk? The top space on Yumaopoly.
Oh, I actually am not sure. I haven't opened it up. I know, like, Chili Pepper, I think, is on there. Like, some of those local businesses are on there. I don't remember exactly what's on there.
So I'm going to go check it out and figure out what it is.
Yeah, now you have to see that.
Exactly. Well, you were listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk. Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances, brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. That's Money Talk every Friday morning from 8 to 9 on 560 KBLU.
Truckmates, Yuma's fix up your pickup truck store. Is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray-in bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray-in bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Kia of Yuma wants to gobble up the prices this November, like a brand new 2020 Kia Soul GT for $6,000 off MSRP. Or a 2020 Rio for only $15,995, plus a 10-year 100,000-mile warranty. Now that's a deal. Kia of Yuma also accepts all credit applications, regardless of credit history. So if you want a new ride, go to Kia of Yuma this November, where every day will be Black Friday. Remember this event. It's only at Kia of Yuma, located on Pacific Avenue. Shop in person today or on Facebook 24/7 or online at www.kiaofyuma.com.
Plus taxes, dock fees, and place rebates in lieu of special finance offers. Kia Soul, VIN number 731806. See dealer for details.
We are back on Chamber Chatter with 560 KBLU, and we are here this morning with Christina Lomeli-Onaya, who is the marketing specialist for Visit Yuma. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So we've been talking about the holiday windows, and so you touched briefly before we went on break about the Agda Art Market, and we talked about where it was going to be. It was unfortunately canceled in November. I know. Mm-hmm. Linda was actually in. We were talking about it, and I really wanted to go. I was so excited about it. I was so disappointed because I'm really excited about that. So it is the first Sunday of every month.
Yes.
So December, January, February, March. Is there one added for April since November was canceled? Do you know?
As of right now, we haven't added an April one, but we will update the public on our Facebook page if we do.
Okay,
so
perfect.
Stay tuned.
Okay, and so about how many vendors are going to be at that, and can you give us an idea of what we will find when we go to this first one?
Totally. So this one we actually have about 20 vendors.
That's okay.
Participating, and so among those we have like local honey. We don't have unfortunately any produce for this first one, but we do have a lot of different art stuff. We will have a performer there, so there will be some nice little music as you're shopping. I'm like trying to go through my head to all of the people that are there, and we're also going to be having some food there, and just different vendors like that, mainly more art and like local items like honey and bread and different things like that.
Okay, and what are the hours?
So the hours are from 10 a.m. To 3 p.m. and again on this Sunday.
And I know part of the reason, you know, because Linda was in before, and so I've talked to Linda quite a bit about the Agda Art Market. And for those that don't know, Linda Morgan, the executive director for Visit Yuma, and she was in a few weeks ago talking about the Agda Art Market. And so it's been moved. I'm assuming it's been moved for space reasons.
Yes and no.
Yes,
also, COVID was a big reason why some vendors were hesitant to join that first one. So we didn't have like a full market, so we wanted to wait until people felt more comfortable, and so that's why we're so amazed at how many vendors actually want to participate in this next one.
And it's outdoors, so
yes.
Which is, you know, I mean, I'm no expert, I'm not going to claim to be an expert, but so I hear the outdoors is safer, you know, it's harder to transmit the virus outdoors. Are the booths going to be spaced apart? I mean, how exactly is this going to be set up so that, I mean, so because I'm sure, I know Visit Yuma well enough to know that you guys have this set up to make people feel safe when they attend.
Oh, totally. Yes, we will have space between booths. We'll have hand sanitizer. We'll have we'll be disinfecting it in between people visiting our booth, at least for registration and stuff like that. And we also will have our pot of plant where kids can come out and plant their own little transplant and take it with them and watch it grow.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, so it's always super neat when we see people tagging us later on when their plants have grown. And that's, I think it's one of the cutest things. So like I said, we are trying to take all the sanitation measures that we can to make sure everybody feels safe, and we are spacing everyone out. And if you look at that parking lot, it's huge. So
right.
There's lots of space to walk around and to place different vendors. So I just wanted to put it out there. If anyone is interested in becoming a vendor, just reach out to us on social media, or you can email communications@visityuma.com, and we can send you a vendor form for you to fill out.
So if they only want to be a vendor at one, say, for example, they only wanted to be a vendor at the January 1 for whatever reason and not, you know, February and March, they can do just one? They don't have to do all of them?
Oh, yeah, you can just do one. They're each $24. And if you end up doing all of them, we actually give you a discount. So just reach out to us if you're interested. Again, we do want to focus on ag and art. So if you have anything related to that, or even if you are just an organization that wants to come out and share your information, we're happy to brainstorm with you on an activity that does relate to ag and art that you can just have out there to put your information out. So again, we're very flexible. Just reach out to us if you're interested.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And then, so I'm still coming back to the visitor side of it. And what I'm thinking is, you know, some people are nervous. Well, everybody's a little bit nervous, but some more than others. And one of the things that I'm sure that your vendors are doing too, you know, I was just at a vendor event this past weekend, and the vendors were doing things differently too. I mean, I noticed that, like, if they were giving out samples, like, I know that one had an entire bag of, like, little mini spoons. I mean, mm-hmm. When I say mini, people can't see my fingers on the radio, can they? I hold up my fingers. Just point out, like they were, like, 2 to 3 inch long spoons. And those were being individually given to people and then tossed. Or, for example, there was a raffle at this particular mm-hmm. one. And I actually watched the person, after I filled out my raffle ticket, take my pen and sanitize it before the next person filled mm-hmm. out the ticket. So I think people, you know, fortunately are all taking this seriously, mm-hmm. but this is another way to get out and be able to do some different things and see people and maybe shop for some unique items for Christmas at this event. Would you agree?
Yeah, totally. Like you said, there's a lot of very unique items, especially unique to Yuma. So, yeah, come out, shop local this holiday season, and we can't wait to have you guys there. Yeah.
Perfect. And so it's the first Sunday of every month, correct? So
yes.
It's coming up this Sunday
mm-hmm.
From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yes.
In the parking lot. Basically kind of at Giss and Madison,
mm-hmm.
you know, across the kind of like the side of City Hall. I mean, I can picture which parking lot it is, so most people who are local are going to know exactly where that is.
Yeah, if you're like right on that roundabout, you will see it.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, are there any other events coming up that, are you still going to have like the date nights? Are they still coming?
Yes, so actually the tickets are already on sale for date night, for our history dinners, and for our Filled to Feast tours. And actually today our military tickets are going live as well. So that is for our Behind the Big Guns and our YPG at Ease tours. Both of those allow you to go into YPG and experience it in a different light. And the Behind the Big Guns is a lot more interactive, and you are walking a lot more. So if you don't want to be doing a lot of walking and a lot of that, we definitely suggest doing the At Ease. But you can find where to purchase these tickets on our website. If you go to visityuma.com and search specialty dinners and tours on the search box, you should be brought up right to that page, and you can just purchase your tickets right on there.
Okay, so tell me more about those. I'm new.
Totally. So I'm like, I can break
tours.
It down.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so we have, so I'll start with Field to Feast. So Field to Feast is a hands-on experience. You get to go out to our ag fields and actually harvest the produce yourself. And then we actually take those produce and create a lunch for you. So then we go out to AWC and you actually get to enjoy a lunch mm-hmm. with some of the produce you harvested, and you also get to take some back with you. So it is a really neat experience if you want to see how agriculture pretty much works here in Yuma, which is a pretty big industry for us, the top industry.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you want to come out and just check it out and have that hands-on experience, you can come on out. You will meet farmers. You will learn about food safety. Especially during this time of COVID, I think it's very interesting even to see what has changed when they're harvesting our produce. So yeah, come on out, and again, check it out on our website if you want to purchase the tickets. So that's our Field to Feast tour. Then we have our date night. Our date night is actually a gourmet meal, and
Do you supply the date?
We don't supply the date, so we actually have. I'm like
giving a hard
time. Yeah, I'm like, we actually don't supply it.
Ross, you have to find your own date.
It's going to be tougher now.
They might supply dates. Steph Alex is the. Might supply the date, but you got to bring your own date.
I'll put out a palm tree for you out there.
That'd be fun. Are we doing the lettuce drop this year?
So we are actually not doing the lettuce drop this year.
Has that been announced?
It has not been announced yet, so you.
It just has been.
So don't put that on the radio, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it hasn't been announced yet.
I've been patiently waiting, but
yeah,
I've got people coming in out of town just to see it, just so you know.
Really? So yeah, we're getting it out this next week. We're already talking about it. We know it has to go out. We definitely know that a lot of people are anticipating this event.
Well, what if I'm careful? Would you do it then?
Well, that's the thing that I mean. You could be as careful as you want, but, I mean, we can't get an alcohol license, so you'll be nice and sober. And
well, there we go. That's it. Forget it.
If you want to be so sober on New Year's Day, then maybe we can reconsider. Just kidding.
Depends on the date, I guess.
That is true. So, but since they're not providing the date.
I know, right?
Well, you're just way down the left field again. Today has just been a day where
Sorry.
We're just like taking left turns left and right, aren't
now
we?
Now you understand why John turned my mic off.
There we go. I know. Okay. And real quick, we only have a couple minutes left. So what about the YPG tours? Can you tell me a little bit more about those?
Yes.
How long do they take?
So all three tours are actually half-day tours. So you will be out there for a full half day. And so those, like I said, we have the behind the big guns, and so that you kind of get an exclusive look at all the different machinery and the different military installations that they have out there, and you get to look at a lot of their big guns. Mm-hmm. So that is always very exciting for the winter visitors. And then we have YPG at Ease, which pretty much just brings you into a different section of YPG that you don't get to see at behind the big guns. And again, it's a little lighter of a tour. You don't do as much walking and as much interaction. You kind of just get to look and see more so. So yeah.
Do they allow kids on the tour?
On the military ones, I would actually have to check. But you,
okay.
Yeah, so email us if you do have kids and you're interested in doing that one. We would have to ask. But if anything, like I said, all of these are super interactive and they're super fun, and they just kind of allow you to see Yuma in a different light.
Perfect. Well, Christina, thank you so much for joining us this morning and letting us know. I mean, go downtown, check out those windows, make sure you vote for the vendors, because I'm sure a lot of expense and time has been put into these windows. I'm sure they're absolutely gorgeous. You've got me so curious. I can't wait to go see them.
Definitely.
So please go downtown to the new visitor center at Visit Yuma, check out the windows, go on their website, visityuma.com, and check out these tours if you're interested. And you have been listening to Chamber Chatter. This is Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce on 560 KBLU.
Nothing all day.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.